Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschar dictating an endoscopy report on Rosario Galezzo, date of birth 10/27/1957, date of procedure December 16, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschar. Your referring physician is Dr. Guerson Guerrier. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, 20-pound weight loss. Description and procedure and form consultants pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, infection, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy. While extended to the patient period, the patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A welded repeat Olympus video gastric slip was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direction to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made with the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, symmetry, G-junction, esophagus period, a retroflex view was obtained at the cardio period. Air resection from the sympathetic ultrascope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. The direct exam was wrong period. A welded repeat Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transesophageal splenic flexure, descending colon, signals on the rectum. Period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 8, 2-3-3. Period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Number one, the proximal and mid esophagus appear unremarkable. The Z-line was regular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. There was, on retroflexion, there was a mild irregularity, more so prominence of the cardia that was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line, there was non-remarkable duodenum to D2. The ampulla appeared normal. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was an area of raised mucosa that appeared contiguous with the rest of the mucosa with no irregularity or different pattern. Biopsies were obtained to confirm that the mucosa is normal. Next line. There was a diminutive transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion, non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending FAF. Next line, recommend CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis for further evaluation of the weight loss and abdominal pain. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.